to Solo New York and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 12:59. It's about 36 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program features the singing and songwriting, the powerful American folk singing trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Stone and cement quarries withered your lungs. Working in the cotton mills shot your legs and feet all to hell. And working in the steel mills burned up your spirit like a gnat that lit in the melting pot. But out of this whole mixing bowl of hell and high water, the working folk have marched against billy clubs, against machine guns, and they sang their way through the whole dirty mess. Now the bank men have got their union, and the landlords got their union. And the finance men got their union, but down south and out west on the cotton farms and working in the orchards and fruit crops, it's a jailhouse offense for a few common everyday workers to form them a union and get together for higher wages, honest pay, and fair treatment. Woody Guthrie, 1941.
Well, you gotta go down,
hey, you gotta go down.
And join the union.
And join the union.
You want a raise in pay, all you have to do is go and ask the boss for it, and he will give it to you.
He will give it to you, my boys, he will give it to you.
A raise in pay without delay,
he will give it to you. Oh, put it on the ground, spread
trees. They own no bonds or stocks.
They own no yachts and limousines or gyms the size of rocks.
They own no big estates with pools or silken DVDs.
Because they pay the working man such fancy salaries.
Oh,
oh,
oh.
Put it on the ground. Spread.
Was a union mate who never was afraid of goons and kinks and the company finks and the deputy sheriff who made the raid.
She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called, and when the company boys came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't
could scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union till the day I die. This Union maid was wise to the tricks of the company spies. She couldn't be fooled by the company stools. She'd always organize the guys.
She'd always get her way when she struck for better pay. She'd show her card to the company guard, and this is what she'd say.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union till the day I die.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved.
We're black and white together.
We shall not be moved.
Yes, our union is forever.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved.
J.H. Blair.
Oh, won't you tell me now,
which side are you on?
I don't know now.
Which side are you on?
Tell me now.
Which side are you on?
I don't know now.
Which side are you on?
Don't
stand for the bosses. Don't you listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Won't you tell me now,
which side are you on?
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 I want to know now,
which side are you on?
I want to hear it from you.
Which side are you on?
Which side are you on?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, and Mary Travers. That song was from their album recorded in 2004 called In These Times. And that was a medley of songs that were written, the words and music, by Woody Guthrie in the early 40s. You gotta go down and join the Union. Put it on the ground. Union made. We shall not be moved. And which side are you on? You know, I thought that was an incredibly relevant piece of music to play, given the current situation going on in Wisconsin with all of the public demonstrations about the collective bargaining rights for public unions. You know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, a powerful cultural force in my lifetime. They came together. They're like the definition of the singer-songwriter movement. They came together in the early 60s in New York's Greenwich Village. Peter Yarrow, he had a psychology degree, and he came, you know, from Cornell. And Paul Stuckey, he came from Maryland. He just graduated college from Michigan State, and he moved to the Village, and he started out as a stand-up comedian. So Paul Stuckey meets Peter Yarrow, and they're playing different Village coffee houses. And And Mary Travers grew up in the village, and she was working with a folk group called the Song Swappers. The Song Swappers, and they had worked with Pete Seeger. So the three of them are down in the village, and there's a businessman, an impresario in the village at that time, Albert Grossman. And he meets the three of them, and he encourages them to think about forming a trio. So they get together down in Paul Stuckey's Lower East Side apartment for the first time in 1961, and they put their voices together into this magical three-part harmony that they have. And sure enough, Albert Grossman is their manager, and they released their debut album in 1962 on Warner Brothers Records called Peter, Paul, and Mary. And this album is in the top 10, Billboard Magazine's top 10, for 10 months when it's released in 1962. 7 weeks as number one. All right, it eventually sells over 2 million copies. So 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary. We'll be hearing three songs from this release. First, we'll hear 500 Miles. Ah, the train song. Then we'll hear A Maid of Constant Sorrow. And then we're going to hear a song that was a big single from this album. It's a Pete Seeger composition called If I Had a Hammer. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You
you can this world, I'm bound to ramble through storm and wind, through sleet and rain. I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll
Peter, Paul, and Mary, If I Had a Hammer, that song by Pete Seeger. So, you know, in 1963, there was a march on Washington. It's really remembered because of when the Reverend Martin Luther King made his I Have a Dream speech. Well, at that march on Washington, Peter, Paul, and Mary performed If I Had a Hammer. In 1962, the year that they released that debut album, they also made their television debut on a talk show, PM East, PM West. And, you know, in 1963, the week that President John Kennedy was assassinated, in that week, Peter, Paul, and Mary had three albums in the top 10 that week. So, you know, they were very well known for Bob Dylan songs. They recorded The Times They Are A-Changin'. They recorded Blowin' in the Wind, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. They recorded Don't Think Twice, It's All Right on their third album in 1963. And when they released their album, Bob Dylan had just released Freewheeling about 4 months before Peter, Paul, and Mary released their recordings. And, you know, when Peter, Paul, and Mary released their album, all of a sudden it really, really influenced the sales of Bob Dylan's recordings. And it really made a big difference in his career. It really brought him to the attention of the public and really catapulted that Freewheeling album into the major groundbreaking success that it was for Bob Dylan. So the 1963 album, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the album is called In the Wind on Warner Brother Records. And this is the album where they record the two of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right and Blowin' in the Wind. And, you know, I actually pulled the vinyl out and I discovered something I had never read before. And it's truly amazing. And I wanted to read this to you because this is a very long narrative poem written by Bob Dylan in 1963. And it appears as the liner notes for the Peter, Paul, and Mary album In the Wind. Now, it's a little bit long, but I've never read it anyplace else. I'd never had any idea that he'd ever written this. So this is actually before Bob Dylan has become the major star that he was. He has yet to have his fame come to him. So these are the liner notes. This is written by Bob Dylan, and it's kind of written in a strange dialect. So I will cut it down, but it is specifically about Peter, Paul, and Mary. And it's so amazing that I really just had to share it with you. So here's Bob Dylan's poem. Snow was piled up the stairs and onto the street that first winter when I laid around New York City. It was a different street then. It was a different village. Nobody had nothing. There was nothing to get. Instead of being drawn for money, you were drawn for other people. Everybody used to hang around a heat pipe pounding subterranean coffee house called the Gaslight. It was at that time buried beneath the middle of Madoodle Street. It was a strange place and not out of any school book. Paul, then, was a guitar player, singer, comedian, but not the funny ha-ha kind. His funniness could only be defined and described by the word hip or hype, a combination of Charlie Chaplin, Jonathan Winters, and Peter Lorre. Maybe it was that night that somebody flicked a piece of cardboard in front of the tiny spotlight, and he made quick, jerky movements on the stage, and everybody's eyes was seeing firsthand a silent movie for real, the bearded villain from out of a print picture. And there ain't room enough on the paper to tell about everybody that was there and exactly what they did. Every night was a true, high-degree novel. Anyway, it was one of these nights when Paul said, you gotta now hear me and Peter and Mary sing. Mary's hair was down almost to her waist then, and Peter's beard was only about half grown, and the Gaslight stage was smaller, and the song they sung was younger, but the walls shook, and everybody smiled, and everybody felt good, and down there approval didn't come with a clap of hands at the end of the song. It came bursting out anytime, any way it felt like bursting out, and they were approved by the people watching them and by themselves, which really was one, and that's where the beginning was at, inside them walls from a subterranean world. But it's a concrete kind of beginning, a concrete because it's close, and it's close because it's got to be close, and that feeling ain't be forgotten. You carry it with you. It's a feeling that's born and not bought, and it can't be taught, and by living with it, you learn. I see and I know it in other people. To sing and speak as you got to think as one, and you got to believe as one, and you got to feel as one, and Peter and Paul and Mary are now carrying the feeling feeling that was inside them walls, up the steps to the whole outside world. The rooster never crowed on McDougal Street. There was no dew on the grass, and the sun never came shining over the mountain. There was nothing, I tell you. It was morning crept the pins and needles feeling in your arms and legs from staying up all night. But for us, find our way of knowing when it's morning. And once you know the feeling, it don't change. It can only grow. For Peter's grown, and Paul's grown, and Mary's grown, and the times have grown. Bob Dylan, 1963.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. Light I never know. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's alright. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul.
Forever banned. The
the answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. Their 1963 album, In the Wind, that's their third album. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So, you know, my program features singer-songwriters, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, Peter Yarrow and Paul Stuckey are very talented songwriters in their own right. We'll be listening to a couple of compositions by each of them. But, you know, the other thing that they did, in addition to preserving the folk music and the social music from Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and the Weavers, is they would also bring new music to the attention of the public. They helped Bob Dylan's career. And, you know, the very first time I ever heard of Laura Nyro was from an album that Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded. Perhaps you're familiar with Laura Nyro and her songs. She's one of my favorite composers. In fact, I'll probably be doing a show on her in the near future. But in any event, in 1966, on the Peter, Paul, and Mary recording entitled Album, they recorded Laura Nyro's song And When I Die. And then there's also another song, one of my favorite songs by them, called Hurry Sundown. It's an interesting arrangement because not only does it feature their beautiful harmonies, but it has some interesting horn arrangements on that track. So from their 1966 album, Peter, Paul, and Mary, singing Laura Nyro's song, And When I Die, followed by Hurry Sundown.
And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on. There'll be one child born to carry on. I'm not scared of dying, and I don't really care if it's peace or fine in dying. Well, then if it's peace you find in dying, when dying time is here, just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold without.
seed is sown now, my field is plowed, my flesh is bone now, my back is bowed.
So hurry, sundown, be on your way, and hurry me a sun up from this beat up sundown day.
Down sundown, be on your way. Weave me tomorrow out of today. Tomorrow's breeze now blows clear and loud. I'm off my knees now, I'm standing proud.
Song now just must break through that brave new dawn now, long overdue. So hurry, sundown, be on your way, and hurry me a sun up from this beat up sundown day. Hurry down, sun.
His mouth and do his job like a man. And he answered, "Listen, Father, I will never kill another. He thinks he's better than his brother that died. What the hell does he think he's doing to his father who brought him up right? Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. And if you lose, you're only losing your life." Tell the jailer not to bother with his meal of bread and water today. He is fasting till the killing's over. He's a martyr, he thinks he's
a prophet, but he's a coward. He's just playing a game. He can't do it. He can't change it. It's been going on for 10,000 years. Take your place on the great Mandela as it moves through your brief moment of time. Win or lose now, you must choose now. Stopped him. He lies still in his cell. Death has gagged his accusations. We are free now. We can kill.
Great Mandela. That song was written by Peter Yarrow, Peter, Paul, and Mary. That was released in 1967 on the album 1700. My name is Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So, you know, on their website, Peter, Paul, and Mary's website, they have a very wonderful biography, and it kind of says something about the state of folk music when they came on the scene, and I really can't put it better. So, I just want to read this quickly. In the decades prior to the 60s, through the work of Woody Guthrie, the Weavers, and Pete Seeger, folk music had become identified with socio-political commentary. But the idiom had been forced underground in the Senator Joe McCarthy, you know, the McCarthy witch-hunting era of the late 50s. And by the time Peter, Paul, and Mary arrived on the scene, for the majority of America, folk music was viewed merely as a sidebar to pop music, which employed acoustic instruments. At a critical historic juncture with the nation still recovering from the McCarthy era, the civil rights movement taking shape, the Cold War heating up, and a nascent spirit of activism in the air, Peter, Paul, and Mary came together to juxtapose these cross currents and to reclaim folk's potency as a social, cultural, and political force. But few at the time could have realized how fervently and persuasively the group's message of humanity, hope, and activism would be embraced. So they're beloved. They've had such a long and successful career. They've released 20 albums, 8 gold albums, and 5 platinum albums. They've won 5 Grammy Awards. In 2006, they received the Songwriters Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award. At the top of the program, we heard a song from their 2004 recording called In These Times, and I wanted to play a couple more tracks from this incredible album. I found a poem that Mary Travers wrote in 2003 before the album was released, and I don't know if it was ever turned into a song, but it sums up so beautifully. In These Times, they feature songs by some new songwriters. It's a wonderful album. Here's Mary Travers' poems, In These Times. Now more than ever, the world needs all of us to pay attention. The rainforest vanishing, caught between poverty and greed. The continent of Africa awash with war and disease. Here in America, human rights crumble under the threat of terrorism. Now more than ever, we need laughter, not tears. Songs, not screams. Hope, not despair. Now we need to put aside history that perpetuates war. Now we must save our tomorrows by honoring today, now more than ever, In These Times, Mary Travers, 2003. We're going to be hearing three songs, Don't Laugh, Some Walls, and All God's Critters. This is Peter, Paul, and Mary from their 2004 recording, In These Times.
I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, 'cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground that's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me. Don't call me names. Don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all at me. I'm the beggar on the corner. You've passed me on the street. And I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. And don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind, they aren't we all. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings, don't laugh at me. Well, I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind, in a way we are all. I'm black, I'm white, and I am brown. I'm Jewish, I'm Christian, and I am Muslim. I'm gay, I'm lesbian, I'm American Indian. I am very, very young, I'm quite aged, I'm quite wealthy, I'm very, very poor. Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my name. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. My country, 'tis of thee, oh, sweet land of liberty. It is of thee that I.
Some walls are made of stone. Sometimes we build our own. Some walls stand for years, and some wash away with tears.
Some
walls are lined with gold, where some hearts stay safe and cold. Some walls are made of doubt, holding in and keeping out. If there's any hope for love at all, some walls must fall.
Some
walls built on pride, some keep the child inside. Some walls are made in fear that love let go will disappear. If there's any hope for love at all,
some walls
must fall.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, In These Times, their 2004 album. All right, so Mary Travers was 72 years old when she passed away in September of 2009. And the following year, last year, 2010, they released the final Peter, Paul, and Mary album called The Prague Sessions. And this is Peter, Paul, and Mary with Symphony Orchestra, The Prague Sessions. And I thought it would be a fitting end to today's program to listen to Peter, Paul, and Mary, Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
young girls have picked them everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing, where have all the young girls where?
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, the powerful folk singing trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary. I hope you enjoyed the program, and thank you so much for listening.
For this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF.